This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Joe was here, your host. You're listening to Real Side right here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution for all that matters. I mean, seriously, and you don't become part of the solution sitting back, you know, trying to be clean about it, picking your nose or something like that. You really do have to pay attention to what's going on, really. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. There's a lot going on that you can get involved with. You can read articles that we have up there, the newest videos, some of my shorts that we're putting up there now, you know, short videos that I'm doing. Are starting to do. Anyway, I do appreciate the time, like I said, that you do spend with us. You know, this stuff makes me crazy. The Pelosinator has decided that universal basic income is good for everybody. Except for the people that have to pay for it, right? I mean, it's called socialism. There's no other name for it. It's socialism. And we've tried it plenty. You've seen it tried in other countries. How's that working out for them? I'm not really into dog. You know what I'm saying? And don't tell me that really doesn't happen, because it does, right? And again, it will never stop. The problem is, again, I go back to what I was saying earlier, education. And some of you are finding out now what your kids actually learned and didn't learn in school. I have actually got calls from parents, because as some of you know, I'm a trustee of the school board, on the Board of Education. And I've got calls from parents who said, what are you guys teaching in school? I said, well, we're teaching what the state was mandating us to teach. And until you decide to get off your butt, vote, get rid of those yo-hos at the state level, then that's what you're getting. You're getting what you see. Your kids can't read or write or have a hard time reading or writing, or they're writing two grades level than when, what they're in. It's not a big deal because they have Microsoft Word. Word is going to go ahead and spell and do grammar checks and everything, and you can just let your brain turn to mush. It's okay. Pelosi says universal basic income could be worthy of attention now, especially with the coronavirus threat. So, yeah, so now it's going to be free health care, free college, free food, free apartment. Make sure you have a place to live. We'll give you a job. We'll make sure you have a job. And if you don't have a job, we'll still give you a basic income to make sure you can buy your own food that's already been paid for by taxpayers, that goes along with the check that you're using to go buy that food that's been paid by taxpayers. Confusing, huh? Yeah. In other words, you won't pay for anything. The taxpayers will. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Monday that Congress may need to consider guaranteed minimum income. And we're taking care of the people's basic needs while the country remains paralyzed by the coronavirus pandemic. No, while the Democrats make sure that the country is paralyzed by the coronavirus. Let's see what works, she said. What is optional and what needs attention? Yeah, think about something. These are the same people that set up and run the VA. Let that sink in for a second. They're the same ones that have been running the, they don't want to call it this, but basically a single-payer health program, right? The one where you can keep your doctor, but not really. The one you can keep your plan, but not really. That one. Others have suggested a minimum income, a guarantee income for people. Now, maybe that's something we need to look at now. There are so many people that... You know, with small businesses that are just not going to be able to come back. But they want to, because, see, that's the difference. You want to hold them under your thumb. They want to come back to work. They want to rebuild their businesses. They want to bring people in to work for them. You don't. You want to bring people in to make sure that they're dependent on you. We don't work that way. We don't like to work that way. The idea of a government guarantee, minimum income, has gained attention. Andrew Yang is the one that really brought that to the forefront. He's going to do $1,000, though. He's going to fail everybody. They're looking at $1,500 a month. And it will help. It will help make everybody equal and make sure everybody has a place to stay. No, it won't. It will enslave you to the party that makes sure that they're giving you the money. With everything going on, Pelosi will put that out and say, see, we try to take care of you, but the Republicans wouldn't let us. Apparently, you haven't heard about welfare, unemployment, or disability. Those are other entitlement programs. Yes, we pay into them. I got it. But if you look at the numbers they're supposed to provide a supply, not going to work. Now, recently, the coronavirus pandemic has been raging through the U.S. The economy's taking a nosedive. 25 million Americans are looking for unemployment money. Now, I believe those will come back. I do. I really do. I do believe that Trump will turn that around and bring that back. And one of the last policy speeches of his 2020 presidential campaign, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders proposed that Congress give every household in America $2,000 a month for the duration of the COVID outbreak. We'll talk more about that the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us, for being with us, for partaking of the information. Seriously, let's get informed and engaged before you start telling, you know, me and others that we're wrong, or other people that they're wrong based on what the NRCC or the DCCC or anything along those lines told you, because they're lost anyhow. Really, sincerely. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. We're talking about Nancy Pelosi and how she's thinking about giving everybody, you know, a welfare check, if you would. Right? Minimum universal basic income. Now, if they're sure it's going to work, there's a few billionaires in this country that can make this work for a period of time on their own. And then when you think about what these kids are saying and what they think about it, there's a lot of kids who, excuse me, young people, not kids, young people. And They don't even like the idea. They believe it'll make you lazy. I do too. But they believe it'll make you lazy. So, I mean, again, 855-REAL-JOE. Let me know what you feel. 855-732-5563. I think the Dems are just trying to buy votes in this case. Why bring it up now? Why bring it up, you know, 6 months before the election? Why weren't you bringing this up 2 years ago? Why didn't you bring it up under Barack Obama? I don't understand. But I never said I was the smartest guy in the room either, but I still don't understand. You know? Bernie Sanders, remember, he wants to give you $2,000 a month, like I was saying. Supporters of UBI have also noted the similarities between a guaranteed income plan and $1,200 cash payment. That's for Americans making less than $90,000 a year. Look at this. This is just amazing. I'm pleased to see the White House adopt our vision of putting money directly in the hands of our vision. Our vision. So in other words, is that Congress or Democrats? It's just amazing. I'm pleased to see the White House adopt our vision of putting money directly in the hands of hardworking Americans. Yang said when the direct payments were first announced that he was excited about it. It's unfortunate to see this development take place under the current circumstances, but it's exactly what universal basic income is designed to do. Well, I kind of said the same thing. I said, give every family household $1 million. If you're going to spend this money like crazy, tell them they get $1 million apiece. When they run out of money, don't knock at the door again. We're not interested. Again, like I said. if you want, you know, if you want to be, I got to be reminded to remind you. If you want text alerts that the show is going to start, just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us. You know, the money is going to some of these colleges. It's quite irritating. Not that the college should get the money, but a lot of these colleges have $1 billion, you know, hanging out that they don't know what to do with. So why should they get a couple, I mean, $6, $7, $8 million? Leave it alone for the smaller businesses. Really? And Harvard, I don't know, we heard they were going to return the money. I'd love to know if they already did. There's plenty of schools that are working on it and going down that road. You know, again, when these schools, just like when the, John Kennedy Music Center, right, they got $25 million, and then they laid everybody off? What's that all about? All right, let's move to San Francisco. Well, not really, not physically, but in almost any situation, learning through direct personal experience is preferable, right? Usually to learning from photos, videos, or any other way. But guess what's happening now? You know, it's easy to see what's going on in San Francisco. And it has to break your heart to a degree. Really. You know, you see these people piled up on top of each other. I don't know what they're doing there, and many of you don't either. Don't say you do, please. In almost any situation, learning through direct personal experience is preferable to learning from photos. In other words, some people need to look in your eyes and see what's going on. See whether you're getting it or not. Now, San Francisco-based writer Erica Sandberg has been organizing what she calls See for Yourself, Think for Yourself. She's walking people through her city so regular residents can take in sights, sounds, and smells of homeless, the homeless crisis for themselves. I mean, why? Because we don't know it's real? You need to go for the walk? What they're all seeing is terrifying, and a city spiraling out of control. San Francisco residents have been, but you keep voting these people in. I don't know why you want sympathy from me. I ain't got no sympathy for you. You vote them in. And if you haven't, start working now to vote them out. You don't wait till 6 weeks before the election. What can I do for you? Nothing. You know, San Francisco's in ruins. If you look at it, it's in ruins. You know, look for yourself. Think for yourself. You know, take virtual tours. Look around. The San Francisco Police Department gave the writer of the story an escort, so two officers in a squad car were always a half a block away. Right? And it's all happening right there around City Hall. It's like this is Los Angeles. Even with the escort, it was only in place, the writer says, I felt safe enough to take pictures. That's because police officers were ensuring that the tents were spaced out enough. Right. So what are you going to do, knock on the door of a tent? Does the tent have a door? I don't know. Right? Hey, you're 4.5 feet next to your neighbor. You got to move another foot and a half. At some point in time, they're going to get rid of a whole row of tents, don't they? That's because cops are following me, she said. Tents seem to be spaced out enough. What they couldn't do is stop the flow of drugs. In every tent, people were either actively injecting or had just done so. Right? Think about that. And I told you, San Francisco wants to be a, I don't know, sanctuary drug state or city. Really, they do. They want to create safe places to shoot up. So they want to create safe places, city sanctioned, city paid for, taxpayer paid for, shoot up booze. They'd be probably similar to the Vandy Gump or Andy Gump. Think about that. We're going to give you a place that you can break the law legally. Huh? Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Thanks to our comprehensive strategy and extraordinary devotion to our citizens, we've had such tremendous support all over. We continue to see encouraging signs of progress.
President Trump holding a news conference outside in the Rose Garden, updating the country on the war on the coronavirus.
Cases in New York area, New Orleans, Detroit, Boston, and Houston are declining. Denver, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta.
Atlanta, Nashville, Indianapolis, and St. Louis are all stable and declining. All parts of the country are either in good shape, getting better.
Taking a look now at your money, investors seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 358 points to close at 24,133, the NASDAQ up 95, the S&P 500 gaining almost 42 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. I was reading an article a few minutes ago about how people are beating up a fox for, you know, not dealing honestly with the coronavirus. And yet I think they're spreading some of the propaganda. But above that, beyond that, the thing I find quite amusing and amazing, how come they're not calling out mainstream media for not dealing with the Joe Biden thing? Right? I mean, seriously. When it comes to dealing with the news, honestly dealing with the news, you would expect they'd say something about it. He's been accused of. There's no facts or there's no proof. She's going to be heard on such and such a date or whatever. Nah, no. Because everybody should be heard. Well, not everybody, just most people. Most of their people. Maybe that's it. I don't know. That's the stuff that drives me out of my mind. We were talking about San Francisco also, that, you know, it's they can say what they want about it. They can blame it on anybody they want to blame it on. They keep voting those people in, so I'm really not interested in hearing their whining. Go fix it. Vote them out and vote the right people in. Well, I thought they were right. They had all the right words. They had the right script in their hand. They dressed nice. They were nice people. Guys shaved. It was good. No, no. You need to know who you're voting for and why. What they really stand for. Who they're with. And just because you're a Democrat and you vote for a D, or you're a Republican and you just vote for an R, you're the problems. You really are the problems, because you shouldn't be voting R and D just to vote an R and D. As we have seen plenty of times, the R is a problem in and of themselves. And they're not helping our cause. Can you imagine? Raise your hand if you can. Can you imagine President Romney and Vice President Ryan? Let that sink in for a second. No. The short answer is simple. No. You think it would be nice? Well, we might not be having a pandemic. That could be possible. It just never stops. I love this stuff because it just never stops. And the more ludicrous it gets, the more the Dems put it on the table, out in front of all of us, out in front of the world to see. Do you know that the colleges nationwide have been cutting costs, laying off people, shutting down departments, all while applying for the Payroll Act money, which requires you to have people working the day you get it? So, I mean, another another crazy twist, if you would, that shows you they're really not into it to save the country. They're into it to save their own hides and amass more money, because most of these colleges, they got a boatload of money sitting there. You know, and this is just another reason for them to take advantage of. You know, and again, when you look at these universities and how much money they already have sitting in the bank, the University of Arizona and the University of Wisconsin, the University of Montana, University of Tulsa, Louisville, Kentucky, and more, have all announced their plans to furlough or lay off staff because of the viruses. Washington University announced perhaps the most significant of all in a letter to the press and staff and faculty. Washington University Chancellor Andrew Martin announced that 1,300 employees would be furloughed for 90 days. Furlough comes after schools predicting more than $150 million in revenue loss because of the... Listen, I don't know what's wrong with you people. I see this all the time. It drives me nuts. You're pouring money, giving money, donating money to causes and colleges that you don't believe anything in, or you shouldn't, based on who you are and what you stand for. You know they got the money. I would go in there with my endowment check or my check for donation every time, and I would say, I want to know what you've changed since the last time I was here. What classes do you have? What teachers have you fired? I'm not joking. I'm serious. Now, they're looking at $150 million in revenue losses. You know, is that all of them? Is that one? And how many colleges are kids still going to? Why are we closing them all down? That's the next question. I don't see how or why. Actually makes no sense. Again, you look at the pandemic, we're looking at over 3 million and about 210 million total deaths. Over 3 million that have been tested or confirmed. I'd like to know what the ratio of being tested confirmed are. I don't know if you can find that. If you can, I'd love it. But they're not doing it. Again, California, just under a million tested positive. 55,000, just under $1 million. No, I always like that term. But all 1 million people, 55,000 deaths. Not that hard. Not that hard to put the numbers together. It doesn't make sense. 40 million people to state. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You heard that Michael Flynn is going to get his day in court. He's going to get his due justice finally. They framed him, and they know it. The illustrious FBI, and I said at the time, go back and look. Or listen, whatever. I said at the time, what a nightmare this is. Right? Who's he going to fight? Who's he going to throw under the bus? Who is Flynn going to fight with? Right? He told the truth that it was what was going on under the Obama administration, under his FBI, his DOJ. These guys were all guilty. And again, why? Alito, he blasted the New York City gun laws even after the Supreme Court had kind of punted on it. You've been hearing that in the news. So the Supreme Court about it refuses to decide the constitutionality of a controversial New York City gun law that they changed it because they didn't want the aggravation. I don't know why the Supreme Court doesn't chuck it after it's been changed. There's nothing to fight. Why not chuck it? Ruling in an unsigned opinion that the case is now moot because of the changes in the gun law. See, they shouldn't even listen to an argument or anything. The court's moved to even hear the gun rights case, you know, despite a perceived procedural issue previously, you know, came with a veiled threats from Senator Schumer, remember? He didn't like the way it was going down. He didn't like what the Supreme Court was doing, so he threatened them to pack the court or impeach them. These people, they either get what they want, how they want, when they want, or they're going to sue you, beat you up, or do something to you. The statute in question initially restricted the transportation of firearms outside the city limits, even when licensed, locked, and unloaded. The city statute was later amended. The Supreme Court agreed to review it. New York State passed a law overruling the original version of city law. I mean, again, they want things the way they want them. And they don't like guns. They don't like free speech. And they twist some of the other amendments around to make them mean what they want them to mean. I don't know. And why are you dead? I would love to hear from some of you. Why are you so afraid of guns? You know, I mean, sincerely, what are you afraid of? Oh, they can kill you. Well, so can a bus, a car, you know, overeating, eating out. That can all kill you, too, in some cases, even at a higher rate. It is. My buddy keeps saying it. I have a hard time throwing it out there, but my buddy keeps... It's a sickness. It's hard, and it's getting harder and harder to dispute it. Oh, this is a good one, too. A perfect university. While many students across the country successfully convinced their schools to move to pass-fail grading in light of the coronavirus, the more students at Columbia University claim a change is just out of. Just not enough. Not what they need. They need more than that.
Then work harder.
Joe, the senior host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Joe Mattini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, we're still getting some stuff set up for the store, but we got a lot coming, and what are you going to call this? The coronavirus highway squeeze is keeping some things from being delivered, but really, seriously, we should have the store fully functional before the end of the week. A lot of good stuff there. A lot of ways you can kind of support the show. Anyway, Joe Mattini, your host, always a pleasure to be with you. All right. This is just amazing. I wish they would stop doing this. Anybody here watch the Golden Girls? You ever see the show? Right? St. Olaf, I thought, was a joke place that only was in the Golden Girls. But apparently, not so true. St. Olaf College in Minnesota, they plan to host 3 virtual graduation ceremonies for different groups of minority students, while others must wait till next year. Self-identified domestic student of color, international students, and LGBTQIA plus students at a Minnesota school will receive their own virtual graduation ceremonies at the conclusion of this year amid the COVID-19 pandemic. That was shown by, through an administrative email. Now, the graduation for the rest of the class 2020 has been rescheduled for a date in late May. You know, the funny thing about this is that this is segregation. This is creating more racism and more hatred towards the colors and people that are different. And if you have an attitude that it's okay because for years the black and Hispanic communities or Asian communities or whatever have been taken advantage of and downtrodden, it's wrong. It doesn't bring people up. Self-identified domestic students of color, international students, and LGBTQIA students all will have their own areas and their own time to make it happen. Now, the three virtual graduation ceremonies for students in the minority groups were announced by and will be hosted through the Taylor Center for Equity. Isn't that nice? It's special. Doesn't sound like much equity. What it sounds like is a leg up for students of color, international students. Now, isn't that funny, though, because you're right there on college campuses, right? Some of them state colleges. Why do they get to discriminate? And international students, I'm sorry, you're on U.S. soil. Why would you even partake in this? Right, it was U.S. soil, grant money, police department. Right, they're all protecting you, keeping you safe. It'll be probably a fire department that sits on U.S. soil, also that will show up to help you out if something goes sideways. Right, a police department paid in U.S. dollars. Now the center announced its intent to host the online graduation ceremonies. The event acknowledges the value and the uniqueness of students' experience, serves to commemorate and highlight the accomplishments of individuals within their familiar and cultural context. Why? Don't you want to show yourself? Now, I talk about my Italian heritage on a regular basis, but I don't want a separate, Italian line for food. I don't want a separate Italian line for graduation. Right, just not into it. Don't care. The event acknowledges the uniqueness of students. Give me a break. Aren't they unique enough? If they're people of color, they're unique. Right, it's the LGBTQIA, they're unique. They're all different. Matter of fact, five white guys sitting at the table are all different. Yes, we're all unique. A campus reform spoke to multiple graduation seniors at St. Olaf, none of whom said they had been informed of this. Shouldn't we get the students involved? Associate Director of Communications Carrie Vanderveen told Campus Reform that the school is exploring a number of ways to celebrate the class of 2020. And nothing is set in stone. Nothing has been, finalized yet. God bless. Really, seriously. And then you got some of these schools with a whole bunch of, there's got to be a better way to do this. Right? Better way to make this happen. But I joke because St. Olaf, yeah, and I didn't get that one. What else is going on in the news that we should or shouldn't talk about, right? We did the layoffs, didn't we? The Ivy League students who demanded everybody get an A? That was a different one, too. I brought it up last week, and some of you thought I was just being mean. And I'm being serious, why is it that they're going to go after the Christian churches for opening? But and Easter being a big time for Christians, that also had to be closed off. And yet, New York City is going to provide over 500,000 free Ramadan meals. There's no separation of church and state there, is there? According to the Tarj Darn Show, a few weeks ago, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio threatened to permanently shut down any church or synagogue. He did do that. Right? Held public gatherings in their houses or worship. Mosques were noticeably absent from the mayor's speech. And then now New York City is rolling out a red carpet to help Muslims celebrate Ramadan. Now, the mayor announced that the Big Apple will provide more than 500,000 free halal meals across the city. And by free, they're going to use your money. If you live in New York, they're going to use your taxpayer money. Because they're not free right to the taxpayer. They're not free to the people to put them together. Unless they're going to have, 500,000 people cook meals in their own house and show up. Now, the city will distribute 400,000 halal meals at 32 specific Department of Education sites. Any New Yorker who needs food, it'll be there for you in this crisis. I'm loving this because, again, can you imagine them doing this for Christians or to help out Christians? I'd love to hear from you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, what was it in San Diego, California? They actually arrested a preacher. Because what he wanted, you ready for this one? I mean, this is disgusting. What he was doing was feeding the homeless, handing out free food for the homeless. And they went and they got him and they arrested him. You know why? Because he didn't have the right paperwork to be a catering service. And you wonder why we sit there and go, I want less and less power. I may not have time to do all of this, but I want you to think about something. And we've been talking about this on the show for years. And I remember the fights I used to have with some people over the whole gay marriage thing. And I always said, where's it going to stop? Because you're going to force churches to perform the ceremonies or else. It's going to be a hate crime if you don't accept them. Right? Even if you say, look, my Bible says this, I cannot accept your lifestyle, your marriage. I mean, it's legal in the eyes of the state, but I can't personally accept it because my Bible says different. And, all these people said to me, you're making a big deal out of nothing. They won't force you. Right, they can't force you. You're a religious organization. Don't worry about it. You're good. Stay in the clear. Right? Didn't we just go through this? Right? Remember Beto O'Rourke, if we don't follow the rules? You heard that on the left from more than one candidate. That if the churches didn't bow down to the government, in essence, and do what the government told them to do, they're going to shut them down, and they may even go to jail. How is that a positive and good thing? How does that teach? How is that you stepping up, standing up for my freedom of speech? For my freedom to practice the religion I want to practice? Just amazing. The whole mindset, behind the way you guys think, the way you use your dictionary, or I church, or anybody's dictionary for that matter. It's extremely confusing. ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then if we bring up anything about it, what will they say? Well, it's the right thing to do because, everybody's equal. Everybody deserves. No, everybody's not equal. There are people smarter than me. There are people dumber than I am. There are people better and worse at, math, science, history. There are people better at inventing things than I am. No, they're not. We're not all equal. We might be equal in the sense that we all deserve a chance to live out our lives the way we want to. That's equal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Head over to Apple or the Android store, and you can check out our app. You can download it on your phone so you can get the show from anywhere at any time. You can call the show by hitting the call button. You can send an email to me by hitting the email. God, I can't make it. The only way I can make it easier for you is if I sit in the car next to you. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.